Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints happy cast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
That's the breaking news siren. Welcome to Saints Happy Hour Podcast. The only thing I can say, Kevin, what the hell is Drew Brees doing today? He's trending on social media in the worst way.
Yeah. He might have been better off if he was trending because he committed bank robbery.
I mean, the flag controversy was behind us. I thought everyone had agreed that it was behind us, and we're moving on. We're put it to bed. And Drew Brees coming along, Andrew, and he's like, "Hey, I got some charcoal. I got some lighter fluid. Let's relitigate the kneeling over the flag protest. Let's all spend Thursday afternoon relitigating that." Why is he doing this to us?
The thing is, like, it's not like he's against Black Lives Matter. He's not like anti. Like that's the thing that like. The thing that drives me crazy about all this is that Brees, like, he's not even against the cause. So why are you poking the bear, man? Like, you're not even – like, why are you being contrarian when you're not even against how other people feel? Like, just –
there was a real good tweet that I retweeted. I think it was by
He posted the blackout thing yesterday.
But you see, like that's a bare minimum thing to do. And two, a bunch of people were saying not to do that because that's sort of like you're letting the day go by. Like you're by doing that, you're allowing other voices to carry the day. Like so, but. Somebody on Twitter, and I want to say, I think her name was Vicky. She put out a real good thing just saying, like, you can be a well-meaning Christian dude who does the right thing, but then you just, like this saying and doing this is absent-minded. Like, it's because of his privilege. Like, that's just a big...
I don't even know that it's that, man. It's just like lack of, yeah, I guess it is privilege, but it's just like, why would you focus on one small nuance or layer of what you feel strongly about when clearly all of America is talking about something else?
Right. Like, it's like, I mean, somebody, and again, somebody else on Twitter literally said, like, literally gave the answer he should have given. And it was something to the effect of, you know, I have family that served in military. I have a great deal of respect for the military and for what the flag represents and is supposed to stand for. And I totally understand, and I get why people are kneeling during the anthem. That's not how I would do it, but I get it. And I respect their right to do that. Boom. End of statement. But again, it's like, I mean,
he would have disappointed some people even with that, I think.
I'm sure he would have, but but not like this. And he's what? He's 41, 42 years old. He's a grown-ass man who's had how many black teammates over the years, and he's going to sideshow Bob his way through this and step on all of the fucking rakes?
He stepped on every rake.
Michael
Thomas
has already thrown some shade at him on Twitter. There's already internal strife.
The thing is, like, that's overblown. Dude, everybody on the Saints, they know how Drew is. Like, this idea that it's going to be internal strife is just nonsense.
Here's the thing. We know, like, I'm sure we've all known where Drew's, you know, like political affiliations lie. Shit. Let me tell you, I think people would be shocked to learn exactly the wide number of professional athletes, regardless of, you know, color, ethnicity, that lean a certain way on the political side because of how much money they make and how much prestige they have, yada, yada, yada. I'm sure that's the case. And I think collectively, a lot of us just looked at Drew and said, hey, he's not out there saying and doing stupid shit. I don't like or agree with the guy's politics or assumed politics. Okay. And then the Donald Trump photo surfaces where he and his wife are sitting there enjoying whatever I don't even remember what the hell it was they were watching. Maybe it was the national championship game, I think. But, you know, a lot of us, myself included, kind of just had to just sit there and be like, well, they were, you know, the president showed up at it. He was there. He's like a, you know, dignitary, all that kind of stuff. You're going to sit next to the president, yada, 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 whatever. And yeah, you know, but like this falls into one of those, you know, when somebody shows you who they are, believe them kind of things. And it sucks.
Well,
it
sucks. Here's
can I add the following?
Drew has done so much positive shit for the community.
Yes.
In total. So much positive shit for the community. And this is going to cast such a huge fucking pall on it. And it sucks because a lot of people are now going to try and throw everything he did down the drain. It sucks. Sorry.
Yeah, but Drew will keep being Drew. And eventually, I think, I don't know if people will forgive him for this, but, you know, hopefully he'll be able to put this behind him. But look, I love Drew. We all do. We love what he's done on the field. Besides that, like you said, Kevin, he's done so much for the community. He's obviously a very caring, God-fearing parent and family man. And so, you know, there's a lot to like there. But he makes questionable decisions. And I would just say this. As much as I love Drew, there have been questionable decisions. But nothing that he could ever do will ever be more offensive to me than going into the land of po' boys and multiplying Jimmy John's like they're bunny rabbits. and I mean, just like when you talk about judgment and just
inflicting Jimmy John's on us is his biggest crime. It really is.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Here's my thing, though, and I was talking about it, and I was saying, you know, Drew, he's one of those people, like, he just doesn't get it. And somebody on Twitter was like, no, it's like the – and he used the analogy of, like, Colin Kaepernick explained why he's protesting the flag. It's not to denigrate veterans. It's for something else. And if he tells you this, it's like a person that tells you they're allergic to fish, and when they come over to your house, they cook fish anyway. And it reminded me when I dated a girl – in college, her mom knew that I hate boiled seafood because my crippled ass cannot peel it. And on back-to-back birthdays, she made me boiled seafood. And I just thought of that analogy. But my thing is, like, how long is this going to last, Kevin? Are we going to be talking about this tomorrow and Friday, or is this going to be pushed off the page, and are we going to be on to something else?
Not in New Orleans. I mean, this thing will probably have legs in the national sports discussion because there's nothing else happening.
Don't you guys think that if Breeze came out right now and just tweeted Black Lives Matter, like if he just tweeted that, that would help?
No.
Really?
No, absolutely not. Because here's the thing. People on Twitter have been calling out other people for just saying, you know, like, hey, all you famous people or everybody or anybody. It's like you don't say anything at any other time. And then all of a sudden you put out the random black square or you just put out a few hashtags and say nothing else about it. It's like,
well,
he needs more than just damage control. He needs more than damage control. He's going to have to come out and be sincere and maybe he needs somebody to help him craft it. Somebody who actually can.
He needs to get on a Zoom call with Malcolm Jenkins and Cam Jordan is what he needs to do. And he needs to shut up and listen.
That too.
Get them to help him.
That's the thing. No matter what he ends up coming out saying or doing, he has to say, "Hey, I realize I need to listen."
Well, here's the thing, though. I think there is the one thing I'll disagree with you, Kevin. I think there is like a 60% chance that the way the news media is now, even with sports and stuff, like that Drew Brees. He's the number one thing trending on Twitter right now. By 8 o'clock tonight, you could have something else happen with Trump or Democrats or the protests or whatever, and it can be pushed aside. And by Saturday, we'll be like, remember when 10 years ago, Drew said that stupid thing about the flag? Like, I feel like things move so fast now that that's not a potential.
I get that, but... I don't see that going away on New Orleans Twitter. Like New Orleans Twitter, this is going to be on New Orleans Twitter until like the NOPD does something stupid.
Andrew, like, is this going to ruin our Drew farewell?
Yeah, I'm wondering if you should hold off on the Forever Drew cups for a couple weeks.
Dave, if you're listening, cancel the order. The 200 cups, just pause it. Pause the cups.
Dave wants to jump in on this conversation. He keeps texting me to tell you to call him, by the way.
Okay.
So he can jump in.
I tell you what, I'll hop off. You get Dave on. I think I've said my piece.
You said your piece. Yeah.
I've been trying to call Dave. He's not answering.
See you, Kevy.
Trying to call Campus Connection. See if
you know, Ralph, like, I just wish he had thought this through. Like, I respect taking a position and not really digging in and make, you know, and just sticking to your beliefs. Like, I get all that. I respect where Drew comes from. You know, I don't agree with it, but I know that he cares about the military and he finds the anthem thing very disrespectful to the military. And so that has specific symbolism for him. And you can't mess with that. It's sacred for him, you know? And so it's not that I don't believe that he's like a white supremacist, you know, of course not. You know, I think he's just a guy that cares greatly about that. And again, I respect it, but it's just like, dude,
read the room.
Stuff that's going on. It's like, look what's going on in the country right now and just save that. Like, don't do an interview, and especially don't do it with Yahoo Finance. I mean, look, if you're going to have someone sink you, at least let it be Adam Schefter, not some Yahoo Finance guy whose career you just made, by the way. But, you know, it's just like, man, sometimes, and I don't know, man. It's just like, why would any of us want to look to Drew Brees for his thoughts on this stuff anyway?
Yeah. Dave, you're joining us. Your thoughts?
I mean, my just general thoughts. I mean, I'm sure, you know, it's hard to see it any other way. I'm sure Andrew summed it up nicely. But, I mean, obviously he's just not doing a good job of taking the temperature of the current, you know, climate in America, not doing a very good job of reading the room. And, you know, like you said on Twitter, you know, he's allowed to, you know, he's allowed to feel the way he feels about his grandfather. And, you know, that's valid. But it's just, you know, my whole thing is ever since this whole thing has started, you know, all these people are upset. Oh, I can't protesting, rioting, looting. You know, that's not the first of all, there's a difference between protesters and people that are rioting. You know, here in New Orleans, we have people that are protesting. In fact, they blocked I-10 downtown for like 2 hours yesterday, last night. And they've been protesting every day here in New Orleans, and it's been totally fine. It's been without issue. I'm super proud of New Orleans. You know, it's usually the other way around. I mean, you know, normally there's negative things being written about New Orleans and the people of New Orleans. So it's good to see us doing something right, especially something that the rest of the country seems to be doing wrong. But back to my original point, it's ludicrous that you have these people that get upset about the rioting and the looting and the protesting and saying that's not the way to go about it. You know, you should be protesting in a peaceful way. Well, what the fuck was Kaepernick doing? What the fuck do you call that? That was his peaceful protest, okay? You can't have it you can have it one way or the other. You can't have it both ways. You can't fucking say, oh, they should just, you know, no, looting and rioting, that's bad. Peaceful protesting is good. And then, but 4 years ago, they were peacefully protesting, and they had a problem with that. So it's like, you can't make these people happy. You will never make these people happy. People like Drew Brees and the other ilk like him, you will never make them fucking happy.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I just don't understand.
Draw your own conclusion as to why.
We don't even need to talk about Kaepernick or the national anthem right now. Like, we don't even need to go there
because right now, with the state that our country is in, which is in a complete state of disarray, with protests going on, and with all the social media that's being attached to this, like, at this point, it's like, why even go back to what athletes did 2 years ago during the national anthem? Like, it's not even relevant to what's going on right now. So why even bring that up? Why even distract? Like, Breeze is basically, like, he's bringing up World War II. He's bringing up what the flag means to him. But it's just like, this has nothing to do with the military. It has nothing to do with
the
that
only thing
guy.
That was missing was Roy Green in the background singing, "I'm proud to be an American." Like, why are you?
I mean, it was just one form of trying to get the message across of inequality. That was one form of it that happened when Kaepernick was in the league a long time ago. And I guess it's still relevant, but why go back to that? I just feel like it's muddying the waters. And just like, why is Drew Brees talking about the military in World War II right now?
Drew Brees,
how is that relevant to what?
Drew Brees,
going on
we will
today?
Be your PR person for $1 million a year. We will tell you
not
when not to
just,
step on
just
a rake.
Make our podcast, just make our podcast top five in Italy.
Yeah,
we're good.
Just subscribe to our podcast and DM us, and we'll tell you not to fucking where not to step on landmines, not how to step on rakes. And I have to say, I was going to order 200 cups from Dave Forever Drew celebrating 2020. Now, I don't know. So
still love you, though, Drew.
Kinda. We still love you, Drew, but Jesus, know the temperature of the room, man, and mix in some news coverage with your like 8-hour workouts you're doing every day to get ready for 2020.
I just want you guys to know that I just looked on Twitter and Emmanuel Sanders just tweeted SMH ignorant, and now LeBron James is coming at him hard. So this might not be going away.
Well, I wanted to answer Andrew's hypothetical question that he just asked. You know, he asked why is he bringing up World War II? Drew's bringing up World War II because that's his go-to. That's his old standby. Everybody's going to feel good about World – you know, who's going to say something bad about a World War II vet, you know? Like, that's his political go-to rhetoric. And he probably thought that he was – you know, that was safe. And in most situations prior to this, yeah, that's a safe bet. You can talk about World War II, your grandfather serving the country, dying for the country. Oh, people eat that shit up. All those NFL redneck fans, red staters, whatever, blah, blah, blah. They'll all eat that shit up. But this time it's finally fucking backfired on him. Now, to move the conversation along, I think where Andrew was going with this, or Ralph was going with this, is what is this going to do to the team? He's already pissed. He's now pissed off Emmanuel Sanders. He pissed off LeBron. Not that that has anything to do with it. But Michael Thomas.
I wonder how DeMario Davis. I think we can assume how he feels about that.
Sure. So what does that do? What does that do to the team? What does that do to the locker room? What does that do to the chemistry here? Does this
winning cures all
affect our team?
Winning cures everything.
Winning cures all, and they have a common goal, and Drew Brees can help them get there. So they will figure this out. I'm not worried about that. But yeah. Man, it's just so frustrating. Because the thing is, like, you can be pro-military and believe that Black Lives Matter. Like, that's the thing that's so frustrating about this country, is that you're either on one side or the other. Like, why can't you just believe in both, man? Like, why can't it be okay to believe both things?
Pick a side,
Jude. And the thing that's even more frustrating is that if you ask Drew Brees, do Black Lives Matter, if you ask them that question, point blank, I believe that he would say yes, absolutely. That's the response he would give. But it's just like all of this shit that he's throwing out there is distracting from what is literally the most important thing on Americans' minds right now. And it's just the wrong way to go about it. And
that is the
you know,
worst
look,
idea
he's,
I've ever
he's
heard
an
in
athlete. He's a sports
yes.
guy. He's
this
not a politician. He's
this
not.
Idea.
So in some ways, I don't know that I necessarily expect more from him. Because he's just a quarterback. But, man, like, when you think about Drew Brees, I think in most instances he's been so classy. He said the right things almost to a robotic level. I'd like to think that he could handle something like this better. I mean, it's just, to me, it's so obvious how you handle this situation. And look, if you're uncomfortable because you don't know what to say because you're white and you're privileged, and I feel that. I feel that as, you know, I mean, I'm sure on some level all three of us feel that. But, like, if that's the case, then take a back seat and learn. Like, that's been my whole thing is I'm not going to be outspoken. I'm going to sit back and I'm going to learn and I'm going to listen because I'm not the authority on this. And people know way more about this stuff and are way more educated. So I'm going to let them speak and I'm going to listen and I'm going to be told how I can help because I don't have the answers. So, and I think if Bree said that, that would be totally cool. But the thing that's disappointing right now is that he's distracting from the issue. And it's like, it's almost like there's this disconnect where his heart's kind of in the right place, sort of, but he's just all confused.
We're going to get 4 hours of First Take tomorrow, and 3.5 of it is going to be on Drew Brees.
Ugh.
It's just, Drew, your interview with the Yahoo finance guy who looked like Zach Galifianakis.
Milk was a bad
choice. Why was he doing that interview?
I'm just saying. So
why was he talking with
you? Why you could have come on this podcast instead, Drew. You know,
guys, I feel it's my duty to once again point out Jimmy John's multiplying like bunny rabbits in the land of delicious po' boys. When you have judgment like that, it's going to rear its ugly head every now and again. I think we have to come to this realization that Drew makes some really bad decisions sometimes.
Next Look, year's bracket I is going to be a Drew Brees bad decision Kevin bracket. Houser. This buying blue diamonds and Jimmy John's, I think, are the top three seeds.
No. I can separate Drew Brees, the football player, with Drew Brees, the person. And I have had a small issue with Drew Brees, the person, ever since he started shilling for Advocare, okay? You can put Advocare at the top of your fucking list, okay? Fuck that shit. Fuck that shit.
We might have to, Andrew, put it in the Discord channel for the patrons. We'll do an emergency Drew Brees bad decision bracket after we finish with Mora. We'll do two brackets this summer. Guys,
Payton bracket, and that was an amazing one, the bracket of bad decisions by Sean Payton. I can't even remember which one ended up winning that bracket, but that was a lot of fun. But I'm starting to think Brees is and by the way, Sean Payton has come out strong on this topic.
Sean Payton,
that's right. We should talk about that.
Well, Sean Kate Payton came out guns a-blazing, strong, and he's a guy that he gives no fucks, and he's like, I'm 37 and 11 in the last 3 years. Nobody can touch me. I can say whatever I want, and that's what you call using your platform in a good way.
Well, I can't believe that I can't even remember an NFL head coach ever coming out and saying something so pointed and specific about our president. I mean, Sean Payton literally, I think a direct quote was 22 more weeks of this or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Meaning yesterday was 22 weeks from election day, November 3rd, I believe, Tuesday. I don't recall a head coach ever coming out and saying, I fuck this president.
Not so many words. Great.
In his own Sean Payton classy way, like we discussed on the podcast on Monday. You know, we talked about how Sean Payton he's outspoken, but he does it in a sly, subversive way. Anyway, Drew Brees is one step away from selling essential oils to all your friends on Facebook.
It's true. And by the way, if you like this podcast, even though it was political, we do a daily Saints podcast every freaking day. We're the best daily podcast there is. If you sign up at the $10 level, you get access to everything, and you get the magic swag box that includes a Crew de Taysom cup, a sticker, a magnet, a koozie, a potential mask that Dave's going to make, worry about your meat cup, and maybe, maybe not a Forever Drew cup. We might have to reevaluate that. But
Taysom. If you're listening to this podcast, for all that is holy, avoid any interviews. Do not speak to the media. Do not tweet. Please, God, just keep your mouth shut, Taysom.
All right, guys. Thanks for joining us. This topic was a little heavy, but we tried to make it light like we always do. We hope you enjoyed us, and we will see you again tomorrow.